Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
I feel quite sure if I did my best, I could maybe impress you with tender words and a harmony, a clever rhyme or two. But if all I've done in the time we've shared is turn your eyes on me, then I failed at what I've been called to do. There is someone else I want you to see. Will you love Jesus more when we go our different ways, when this moment is a memory? Will you remember His face?
Like a bird in prison I dwelled, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, he set me free. He set me free,
yes,
he set me free,
and
he broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see, for glory to God, he set me free. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free,
yes,
he set me free,
and
he broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see, for glory to God, he set me free. Goodbye to sin and things that confound. Not all the world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too, and glory to God I'm going through. I saw the light,
yes,
I saw the light.
There is
no more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light,
yes,
I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light,
yes,
I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Yes, brother,
he set me free.
Yes,
he set me free.
And
he broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, he set me free. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, he set me free.
On Zion's glorious summit stood a numerous host redeemed by blood. They hymned their King in strains divine. I heard the song and strove. Hear all who suffered sword or flame, for truth or Jesus' lovely name, shout victory now and hail the Lamb, and bow before the great I Am, and bow before the great I Am. While everlasting ages roll, eternal love shall feast their soul, and scenes of bliss forever new in succession to their view. Rise in succession to their view. Holy, holy. most on high adore. Holy, holy, holy.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace.
While walking down a memory lane, I passed so long ago. Side, making me feel low. He brought up thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to discourage me as I walked along my way. He said, "You're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound by sin. I know your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell?" Well, I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply. "You're right for all the things I've done. I truly deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness is unclean. There's only one thing I can say to what you've said to me. It's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life's been changed. Not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding him it's under the blood. victory was given me when I was born again. He washed my stains and sinful past and brought new life within. No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, praise God, I now can say it's under the blood.
Control what breathes. say. But God still has a few good men who won't bend, won't bow, won't burn, who will fight to the end to defend their faith till the day that the whole world learns. There are things we won't give over. There are things worth fighting for. And the devil press on and try to tear our strongholds down. We will stand our ground. Despite what the non-believers say, our God has never changed. His word still means everything it says. It is now and forever the same. Fight, but there are some that can still be found who will never give in and will never give up. We will stand our ground. There are things we won't give over. There are things worth fighting for. The book and the blood and the rugged cross, one faith, one way. And the devil press on and try to tear our strongholds down. We will stand our ground. There are things we won't give over. There are things worth fighting for. The book and the blood and the rugged cross, one faith. On and try to tear our strongholds down. We will stand our ground. Stand up, stand up for Jesus. On and try to tear our strongholds down. We will stand our ground. Stand our ground.
We hear it. 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Suddenly Open. Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 says, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering." Wanda and Abby were doing literature evangelism on a little neighbourhood street in the country. As they worked their way down the block, they could see a woman struggling with the gate to her driveway. The home was at the end of the block, and as they finished each house, they considered the woman and her problem. When they finally came to her house, she had been wrestling with the chain that held the gate closed for some time and was really in no mood for visitors, especially ones selling religious books. The girls began to tell her what they were doing and about the books they had. The woman told them she was not interested in anything. Abby said to her, "It seems like you are having a hard time getting this gate to open. Why don't we pray for you?" She didn't really wait for an answer to her suggestion. She immediately began to pray, and the woman stopped what she was doing out of respect, not really expecting any kind of answer to a prayer from a teenager. It was a simple prayer, no fancy language, just straight to the point. "Lord, you know that this lady has been struggling with this gate for a while now, and so I ask that you would open it. In Jesus' name, amen." Abby then thought to try to help by untangling the chain herself, when suddenly her prayer was answered. All she did was reach out and touch the chain. To their collective amazement, Wanda, Abby, and the woman watched as the chain unwound and the gate swung open, seemingly all by itself. The three stood in stunned silence. When at last the woman spoke, "What are those books that you are selling?" And like the gate, she was suddenly open. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 506. With the growing contempt for God's law, there is an increasing distaste for religion, an increase of pride, love of pleasure, disobedience to parents, and self-indulgence. And thoughtful minds everywhere are anxiously inquiring, what can be done to correct these alarming evils? The answer is found in Paul's exhortation to Timothy, "Preach the word." In the Bible are found the only safe principles of action. It is a transcript of the will of God, an expression of divine wisdom. It opens to man's understanding the great problems of life, and to all who heed its precepts, it will prove an unerring guide, keeping them from wasting their lives in misdirected effort. Suddenly open was submitted by Debbie Baker, President, Heritage Academy, Monterey, Tennessee. You can visit heritagetn.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Hello friends, William Ackland with you again to share one of my poems. And this one is centred in the place where we worship and is entitled "Resting in Thee." Dear Lord, we are resting in Thee. Our prayers and our praise now ascending. O give of your peace unto me. Let faith and your grace ever free the human divine in these blending. Dear God, in this place we are blessed. By study and worship we seek Thee. O come now, each day be our guest. Thy graciousness with us invest. Responding, we bow reverently. So now in Thy house we are here, in fellowship sweet and in prayer, in gladness and joy, not in fear. Fill us with your love and with cheer, and banish our sin and our cares.